G'day, welcome to Partakers Podcast.
And to our Christmas series,
Come On In. We continue our Christmas series. Today, we look at Jesus. Merry Christmas to you, to your family, and to your friends, wherever you are in this world. Christmas. This is Christ's Mass. Christmas is about God sending his one and only Son into the world that we might be able to live through him. The Father has sent his Son to be the Saviour of the world. 1 John 4 verses 9 and 14. Christmas is about incarnation. We have looked at that a little bit in this series so far, and we will look at further at that, what that word means, after some readings from the Bible. Reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And now reading from John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all humanity. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Again, Merry Christmas! That Jesus Christ was a human male is not really disputable, with much archaeological and historical evidence about him. There is more evidence for the existence of Jesus Christ than there is for Julius Caesar. The birth of Jesus is extraordinary at every level. And when the man we know as Jesus was born, his name imbued the very reason he was born. His conception and birth were extraordinary at every level. And so important is our understanding of the birth of Jesus that no fewer than four angels come to give us a full picture of the event. Do you think that his parents, Joseph and Mary, ever gazed upon him and thought, "How misnamed he is!" They did not, because they knew the very purpose for which he was born. Did Jesus ever think of how misnamed he was? Certainly not. The name Jesus means one who saves, or a rescuer. The entirety of Jesus' birth, life, and death was centered on this very role. His role was to save all those who would follow him. Jesus is the most talked about person in history. Almost everyone has an opinion about him. Jesus was born to confirm God's promises to humanity, to reveal God as a Father, and to be our representative before Him. Jesus gave us an example of how to live a holy life to the full. Jesus was not merely a man who received some special power. Jesus was not some strange creation that was half man and half God with his human side somehow absorbed into the divine. He was, as we have hopefully seen, much more than those ideas. Wow! That Jesus is both human and divine is what makes Christianity thoroughly unique amongst the world's religions. It's why Jesus' claims to be the only way to God are true and that they make sense. It is why millions of people today worship Him and acknowledge Jesus Christ as their Lord and their God. From what we know of His childhood and early life, we know that He grew in stature and wisdom. Christmas, where we celebrate the Creator of the universe becoming part of His own creation in order to rescue it, redeem it, and reconcile it to Himself. There is nothing greater than that of God becoming a human being, of leaving heaven to live on earth, and to be born in a stable. What's more, not in a fine palace with all the trimmings of royalty. And this for the greatest of all reasons, to save humanity from its self-destroying lifestyle, and to bring humanity back into a loving relationship with God for now and forever. Wow! Let's imagine that stable scene in Bethlehem. Mary looking at Jesus with a mother's love for her firstborn child, and with deep thoughts about how different their lives would be from here on. Joseph, Mary's betrothed, still with the words of Gabriel ringing in his ears, already slipping into the role of being father to God's son, Jesus. May the Lord bless you today, and then as you move into the new year, whatever it holds for you, if you've stood in the stable today, you will know that God will be with you and that nothing is impossible with Him. In our next podcast, we go to look at the shepherds, alive with excitement and looking with wonder at the little boy whose future was to be so big. Then in the following podcast, the Magi, those wise men kneeling before the one they know is destined to be more than a king, worshipping Jesus in a manner that befitted their religion and understanding. It's good for us to join them all around the manger, giving thanks and praise to God for the gift of His only Son. Thanks for joining us here at Partakers Podcasts. Come back every day to www.partakers.co.uk, where there is something uploaded to help you, wherever you are in this world, to live for Jesus Christ alone and make Him known. Our books are also available on Amazon at www.pulptheology.com. See you later.